Having a chat this morning with member for Flinders, Sam Telfer. Sam, good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Good to talk.
Oh, good to have you in the studio once again. And, well, it is budget time again. It's a big topic that's right around the nation, of course. People wanting to know, you know, what is going to be happening with the budget. Basically, in a nutshell, what is going on with it?
Yeah, so the state budget was released just last week. And over the next couple of weeks in Parliament, we start to dissect a bit of the nuance and some of the department by department, line by line aspects and how it affects us. But at first glance, it's a disappointing outcome really for the Eyre Peninsula. And I say that as someone who obviously sees the opportunity that we've got here on the EP if we get investment in the key essentials for not just, you know, life at the moment, but also for the opportunity that we're facing. And I give the example of the health system, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a blowout of over $600 million in the health budget. $600 million, wow. Big dollars that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yet we don't see any more money for the PAT scheme, you know, the scheme that helps people to travel from areas in regional South Australia into the city.
Yeah.
And the subsidy that that provides. Another example I look at is the regional road safety money.
Yes.
And it's only $6 million for regional road safety infrastructure for the whole of regional South Australia. Yeah, you know, only $6
million. $6
million. So you know, if we can scratch a little bit of that towards Eyre Peninsula, we're doing well. But yeah, you know, it just doesn't seem to be that balance when it comes to the decisions. And yeah, you know, when we look at the budget papers, it's hard sometimes to get your head around some of the numbers. But we're facing a situation in a few years' time where we've got a state debt of $44 billion. Now that is hard to get your head around, but that means $5 million per day in interest payments. $5 million per day. So this is what is baked into this budget, this big debt bomb that's sitting there. And you know, with that sort of money, you can invest in all sorts of infrastructure. We worked out that just with the interest payments alone, you could put in 5 Adelaide Ovals.
Yeah.
You know, so just for a bit of context, this is what we're facing as a state. And unfortunately, it seems like that we've got higher taxes and charges, lesser spending in the places where I think it is essential, and this huge debt that's growing and growing every day. The job of me as the member for Flinders and the opposition team is to try and nut out a bit of the direction and what's happening, and that's the great task over the next couple of weeks.
Definitely, definitely. So if anyone would like to come in and have a chat with you about anything to do with the budgets, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can contact me through my Facebook, my email, the team down here at the office at Port Lincoln or up at the office at St Juna as well. So always very accessible and try to explain things at that base level, what people need to understand.
Member for Flinders, Sam Telfer, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Yeah, always a pleasure.